should marry Suki. And that they had a fair-haired little boy, and he was running around there. And back in those days, they used to hang up their mutton and on hooks.
Mm-hmm.
To dry. And they were thinking that if they had a fair-haired little boy and he was running around, and one of those leg of lambs would fall down and hit him and kill him, how bad they would all feel.
And that's why they were wrong. That's great.
And he said that he was... He would never marry her until he found three other just big darn fools as they were. So he went out traveling, seeking his fortune, as I guess they used to say. And, well, he came to a place where the fellow was trying to get his cow up on the roof. He was trying to get it to go up the ladder on the roof. And he stopped and inquired what he could do to help him. He said, well, why don't you go up and shovel that moss off the roof and not try to get the cow up there and eat it off? So he showed him to go up on the roof and shovel the moss off and let the old cow eat it. And he traveled a while later, and he's put up at a hotel, a tavern, called it those days. And along about 2 o'clock in the morning, he heard thump. Thump, thump. He wondered if something was wrong, so he rapped on the door. Is everything all right in there? Plus, yes, yes, he said he was all right. Said when he was a boy, he could hold his pants out and jump right into them. No problem. But as he got older and rheumatism bothered him, he had to start jumping early, so he had to get up at 2 o'clock and start jumping to get his pants on. He showed him if he would sit down on the bed and pull him off, there'd be no problem. And the third one he came to sometime later, and the fellow got up but same time before daylight and took a leather bag and started for the mountain. He said, why do you do that? Well, he said he had taken over the job from his father. Every morning he'd gone beyond the mountain, got a bag of daylight, and brought it back down into the valley. He finally persuaded him if he would just sit there and wait that the daylight would come to the valley anyway. So he went back and married Suki, and they all lived happily ever after, I presume.
And this is what your grandmother told you?
Yes, this is what my grandmother told me.
That's great.
There was another one about the fellow that maybe Marlene would know this one too. This fellow went to stay at the tavern, and Ian, whatever it was, that this family apparently, and they had the Hetchel and the cards, and he got up the night to wandered around and probably headed for the outhouse, and he ran into the Hetchel, and then he ran into the card they had there. When he next morning he said he got up in the night and the dog bit him and the cat scratched him when he went through, but this that's incomplete. It was more to it than that, but that's the only part I can remember.
Yeah, storytelling was a much bigger part of life in those days. Well, no television, no radio.
No, you couldn't get up and push the button and have instant sex and violence.
Great way to put it. We've been having our share of this last week.
We sure have. Hadn't been for the Desert Storm and the Thomas and the Smith thing, it wouldn't have been anything on television at all.
Well, I better scoot.